Hey, what's going on? This is Brian Jump. Welcome to the SAI PDR podcast. If I sound a little different, it's only because I got a pretty nasty ass head cold, courtesy of the daughter and the wife. Not harboring any blame though or any angst, but yeah, feels like an elephant's kind of putting its face on my, or its foot on my forehead, or like laying down in a park and some overweight girl decides to take a load off her feet and have a seat and thinks I'm a park bench, but it's my face. That kind of sinus pressure is the way I feel, if you could picture any of those analogies. But I digress. Hopefully you had a good weekend. Hopefully you got through the Thanksgiving holiday. I had a little bit of a turkey hangover. It just takes so much out of you. You know, the family, the food. It's just such a production. We made some stuff at the house and brought over to my mother-in-law's. It was fun. We had a good time. It was hot. It was like high 80s here. And a little windy. It was just not the kind of weather you typically would want. We're unseasonably warm right now. 80s or high 70s. It's been hot. But it was good seeing family, good having some good food. The boys are in from college. That was nice. The youngest one's back out at UCLA. The oldest is going to fly back home to Kentucky tomorrow. But it's been fun hanging out with them a little bit. We've worked a lot, though. I haven't seen them that much. Between the holiday, which was nice to see them. But we had the weekend training with David from Caliber the past 2 weekends. So this whole last weekend, 10-hour days. I mean, so it kind of takes a big bite out of time with family. But it is what it is. The bills keep coming, so I got to keep throwing dollars at them to put out the fire, right? But nonetheless, David did great. Good character, good fortitude. This young man, mid-30s. I don't know, it's been nice. Been nice training somebody like him. His dad came in to kind of accompany. His dad's got a lot of bodywork experience. It was pretty funny because he picked up a tool and immediately just started pushing dents. He could read the light, could see the tip. It's almost like he's been a PDR tech. And he said he kind of has been. Not so much using light, but he really is good at picking at dents, and he had the skills. He's now a truck driver for whatever reason, but so be it. But man, I think maybe he saw a lot of guys getting sick in the paint world, which it's just truth, man. You don't want to. Body tech should transition out and do something else. People keep asking me, why don't you learn how to paint, Brian? You guys have so much paint work too, aside from your dents. I don't want to be around paint. You let me know when they start painting cars and watercolors where it's not going to cause cancer and all auto body painters die at the age of 50 or 60. Then I'll consider, maybe, even then I wouldn't. It doesn't pay very well, it's hard work, and it's poison. Other than that, it's very attractive. So anyway, David did great, graduated yesterday. He'll come back for some free, unadulterated practice over the weekends in the upcoming few weeks. Open door, as it is for all my students. Going to talk a couple historicals, and then we'll get right after it. Custer's Last Stand. Was watching a movie yesterday. I thought, you know, I'll do a little research on this and guys throw some fun facts. At the Battle of Little Bighorn, it's basically the culmination of the white man taking over the United States and basically just pushing, aka slaughtering the Indians to get the land taken from them. You know, why should we try to work with them and let them, you know, try to share it? There was just no sharing. We were brutal about it. It's, if you think about it, there's a lot of ugly history with the United States and America. We don't have a lot of other countries like Europe or Australia probably look to the United States and go, man, you guys are pretty brutal. And you know, if you can take a perspective as an American and look back at ourselves and look at the things we've done with slaves and the Indians and stuff, not our high water mark, not our proudest moment. Hopefully the future will allow us to make up some ground, but ain't looking good. But hey, keep a smile on your face and chin up, right? So Custer got his ass kicked. He'd been rampaging around the Midwest, killing Indians. I think he was originally in the Civil War, a general. And then the Indians kept moving and moving and trying to get away from us. And it just, we had Indian reservations, but they were basically slowly just exterminated. It was bad. And Custer wasn't exactly a good dude. He killed women, killed children, and took their buffalo as well, and killed their horses. Basically, it was just an outright extermination. Basically, you know, when you hire the exterminator and they come out and spray for pests, Custer was basically that, but for Indians back in the 1800s. Pretty bad. Human beings, right? Ugh. Can't imagine it. So, Custer's last stand, the Battle of Little Bighorn. Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse, who he'd seen before, they were warriors or generals or whatever. Sioux Indians and I think Cheyenne. The Indians used to have different, you know, different areas and different cultures, but they finally started banding together because they realized is that as much as they maybe didn't like each other, the white man was way worse. So it may have been some Arapaho too. And they freaking crushed, I think it was thousands. And at the beginning, don't forget, they had bows and arrows and we had guns. So the Indians got smart and finally started getting guns from all the dead soldiers. Then they could finally compete. But, so yeah, Custer, that was it. He was crushed. But to say he had it coming, it's open to conjecture. But regardless of the Indians winning that battle, obviously it was just a matter of time. Which is, like I said, it's just kind of sad. But there's a real cool picture from the, like, 1899 of a couple famous Indians. There were still Indians around the turn of the century. I mean, like, not like... I mean, we still have Indians now, you know, just reservations and stuff. But in all the Indian casinos out here on the West Coast, we're trying to give them a a little makeup, but... It's not the same, man. At all, right? So anyway, yeah, bad story. Disney. Let's talk about something fun. A little bit upbeat, right? Disney's company was founded in 1923. He started off as an animator, born in Missouri. He went to a park as a kid called the Electric Park. And it was an amusement park, and he couldn't get over how clean it was and how entertaining. He thought, you know, I'd like to do something like this when I'm older. But he first got into animation, and his first character was not a mouse. It was a rabbit. So FYI. His first film was Alice's Wonderland. Not Alice in Wonderland, but Alice's Wonderland. Disney produced the first feature-length animation film. No shock there, right? Many of their movies that have exceeded $1 billion at the box office. What would you guess is their most profitable entity? Would you think it's the movies? Knowing that their movies exceeded $1 billion? Nope. All right, maybe those amusement parks, I guess. Maybe Disney World, Disneyland. And do they still have that one over in France? I bet you they don't. Nope, not the amusement parks. They gross a shit ton, but it's expensive to run that shit. Do you know they have trash cans every 30 feet? They did a study and they realized that people have to walk more than 30 feet, they're just going to dump it. Especially the fat people at Disneyland. So if they strategically have a trash can every 30 feet or less, people will make the trek, that huge momentous effort, to throw their double triple ice cream or their fried Oreo into the waste container. Little fun fact there too, huh? And now their most profitable part of their business now is Disney Plus, their streaming business. It's all profit. Apparently that thing is absolutely kicking ass. I mean, they've got all that IP, all that intellectual property. Why not put it on a streaming channel? Now your kids can watch Lion King or whatever they want anytime. Cinderella, whatever. So there you go. There's your Disney education for this Monday morning. Hey, you want to be great? Being great's not easy, is it? Usain Bolt, great. George Washington, yeah, probably great. Michael Jordan, nobody'd argue. Mario Andretti, pick a sport, pick some actors. Leo DiCaprio, yeah, he's pretty damn good. He's interesting, right? But an easier way to be great is just be good consistently. You know, I could do that. Being great, I don't know if I could be great. I'm just an average Joe. But if I'm good day in and day out, I'm great. And that's the key to business, guys. Consistency. All right, which rolls us into business. We talked about insurance pros and cons last week. So let's segue into the equipment part, which everybody loves. Dudes, we love fucking tools, don't we? You want to make a guy happy? Get him a Home Depot gift card. $100, Father's Day, whatever. We love tools, man. Love them. But the sad thing about in-store big box retail, it's dying, man. Amazon's just, I don't know. I hope, yeah, Home Depot's not going to go away because people always need their day in and day out. They're not going to order wood online. Nails, we're working on a project. I got to go to a store. So they're probably protected from Amazon. But even the mom and pop hardware stores are kind of drying up. Have you noticed that? Those Ace Hardwares and Smith's Hardware and shit like that. I mean, in small towns, they're probably good, but. All right, so what equipment should you add to your portfolio if you want to do insurance smashes, AKA not door dings? And maybe these repairs are push to paint. Or maybe you're going to flat out finish him. I don't know. Let's start off with the big boy. A pull station. Brian, what the hell is a pull station? Okay, a pull station is basically a pole. It's a pole that you can, that is fixed. It could be on a wall. It could be a column in a shop. It could be another car next to your car. It's something to anchor your poles with glue, typically. Maybe magnets, but probably going to be glue. Maybe hooks. You're going to put tension to either extract dents or stabilize the metal while you're working it. You could have crowns. You could be doing a two-way push-pull. But a pull station just flat out really helps speed up the work and sometimes can be a make or break. There are companies that are starting to make them. Otherwise, get creative and figure out a way to have a portable pole, aka how about a floor jack? Yeah, it actually works. All right, so number one, pull station. Number two, you need good glue. The glues we use for normally for glue pulling, their utility time is too short for working big dents because the glue will dry up and it loses its tackiness. Unless you live in an area where it's super humid and then F you because you're super lucky and your glues are just going to always kick ass. And I'm jealous. So what kind of glues? There's one that just came out called Black Ice, I believe. And these guys got smart. I talked about it. And sure enough, here it is. Longer than 12-inch glue sticks. They're like 14 or 16-inch glue sticks. Hello, I said it was going to happen. I would have made them if I had time. Glue sticks, if anybody does any big gluing, you smoke through a short glue stick in no time. We need them thicker, by the way, guys. If anybody's listening, get away from the standard size and go thicker. So it'll flow more glue and longer. Add another eighth or quarter inch to that glue. It should be like 5/8 or 3/4 inch. Imagine that, how badass that'd be with a hot element in there. Fuck, you know, I would love it. So Black Ice collision glue or Cam Auto collision glue. You're gonna need larger pull tabs, of course. You're gonna need the pull tab to have the eyelets for hooking onto your straps, your hooks, your come along cable with a hook, which works really well, by the way. I saw a pull station in Russia that had a come along cable with a ratchet system. Click, 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 click. It's pretty cool. Good on you guys, damn Russians. First Glexo and now that. don't worry about it. They're still decades behind us when it came to PDR. And then you want the glue tabs that are flexible. There's some out there, I forget who makes them. It might be DentFix, but you want flexible with the little claws that hook into them, and you can go in any contour and then hook that up to your ratchet strap or your cable. In other words, you need to invest. Yes, you want to get into the big game? You got to ante up, kid. You can't come to the big poker table if you're freaking throwing 50 cents out for your games, your cards. It's not going to work. Go back to the small table with the kids. So flexible pull tabs. Think about doing a quarter panel arc over a wheel well and it's dented. Are you going to go straight tabs? Hell no. You need tabs that follow that arc, that body line, right? So how are straight tabs going to do that? You need tabs either flexible, they already come in an arc. Either way, get there. It helps. Blending hammers. You're going to need some blending hammers. With that tension, it's going to help take out crowns and locked pressure. Large rubber screw-on tips, both for your tools and your tap-downs for crown work and tool work, of course, right? Ultra's got this really nice, it looks like a hockey puck almost, but it's kind of more oblong. It's big. Looks like a baby shoe. It's good for pushing up big metal. I've got a big down on a X3 just looking at me. I'm looking at it right now. It's kind of winking at me out there in the parking lot. I'm going to be working on that thing in a little bit. I had saved it for Jake, our resident PDR savior, but I think he hurt his foot over the weekend. And instead of me just taking it easy with this wonderful head cold, I'm going to get out there and push some metal since Jake's got to nurse that big toe. Get well, Jake. What else? Let's see, we left off with the baby shoe. Portable power. Like a generator, you mean? No. Like an inverter, Bri? No. Nay, I say. Picture like a floor jack almost, but it's a pipe. And it's got rubber tips on the end if you went well, or even different attachments. And somebody needs to actually, here's another invention. We need porta power in all different kind of shapes and ends. And it needs to go into a real narrow area, like let's say 2 or 3 inches, like a porta power pot. I've got one that's about 3 inches. I'd like to have one that's about 1 inch. I could shove in and it will expand and push metal out. Imagine that with hydraulics. Oh yeah. That's a good idea, Brian. Hell yeah, it is. When you're around something every day, like if you're a gigolo, for example, I always like to talk about women. It's a subject that I find interesting, entertaining, I enjoy. If you're a gigolo, you're probably pretty good with the opposite sex. Unless you're a same-sex gigolo. Either way, you're good with those people, right? And yes, that does exist, of course. So, where was I going with this? I just got a text and it just threw me off the trail. Oh, now I know. But I work with sheet metal a lot, so unlike being a gigolo, which I'm not, shocking. Newsflash, Brian's not a gigolo. I just get a lot of ideas. Sheet metal's in front of my face. I try not to think about it. But it's just like if you guys are PDR ticks and you're driving down the road or you're a stoplight, you look left, you look right, you see Dornings, you're like, mofo, that's 275 right there, bro. Or if you've got lettering on your rig, you might pull a little farther forward so they see it and point at your sign, right? It's the same thing with sheet metal. When I'm around it, I got ideas. I don't want to work harder, I want to work smarter. Same with the gigolo. I don't know why I went gigolo, by the way. All right, so porta power. Ratchet straps, that's a must. You can get a come along, but come along, it's gonna be a little too long. Get ratchet straps, you can make, it'll help you into tighter spaces. You're gonna need a variety of different hooks, like large, like S hooks and things like that. And then lastly, lateral pull tabs. Picture a plastic stick, not too different than a wooden paint stick, but out of plastic, a little bit bigger. And then it's got a hole on one side for hooking a hook in. Where would I use that, Brian? I'm gonna explain. You got a door or a quarter panel that's been caved in. When it's been caved in, it pulls the metal from the outside inward. It's just like if you're holding a sheet taut and somebody drops an anvil in the middle of it. It's going to pull that sheet in, right? Metal does the same shit, guys. How many people have an anvil, by the way? Show of hands. So, those lateral tabs or sticks, whatever, you glue them on to the door outside of the dent, preferably on both sides, but at least on one side. And it doesn't take a lot of tension. I'm talking 10 or 20 pounds. And then you could pull on those, keeping it taut, add some heat, get some blending hammers in there to kind of just start to loosen up the tension, and voila. Even if you're pulling on it, when you got the lateral tabs pulling on it at the same time, imagine how much easier that is on your tender little shoulders and your baby soft hands. Much easier, isn't it? So there it is. That's the list. I might be forgetting a few things like inductors or whatever, but this is a good start, guys. And I know, I mean, if you add all this shit up, Brian, I could spend over $1,000 on all that stuff. Yeah, you probably could. But your first body shop job will probably be more than that. So what does it matter? Did you get into PDR because you didn't mind spending some money to get some tools? Of course. Why would you care about this then? Spend money to make money, baby. All right, that's it. I appreciate you wading through, listening to my nasal head cold voice. Hopefully I'll sound better in the next couple days, feel better the whole nine. You don't want this, guys. It's out here on the West Coast. It went through. I probably got it. It probably came from one of the boys from the colleges and then eked its way back into the family. Just like if you have young kids and the kids go into kindergarten and they bring home their little snotty, runny nose and then all of a sudden the whole family gets it. Same kind of shit. It's fun. All right. That's it. I'm out. I got to get started on the X3. Check out the gram. You'll see some cool photos. I appreciate you, man. Have yourself a great Monday. We're almost in December. Can you believe it? Do you want my Christmas list yet, or should we wait? Anyway, I've got a few texts with some more questions. I'll compile. We'll probably address that later this week. Keep them coming. 949-302-3464. I appreciate you. Have yourself a great Monday. And we will catch you on the next SAI PDR podcast. Bye-bye for now.